Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio as he is each week at this time is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited.
Oh, good.
But first, we've got to clear up our challenge from last week.
In which I said, start with the phrase dairy farmer. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word that can describe someone who is happy and a six-letter word that can describe someone who probably isn't happy. What are the words?
They are merry and afraid.
Yep, they are. All right, Ian, tonight, October 7th, 2016, is expected to be the peak of this year's Draconid meteor shower. The Draconids are so named because the meteors appear to originate from the constellation Draco, the dragon, and the meteors are formed when debris from the Jacobini-Zinner comet, a real thing, collides with the Earth's atmosphere. Find a dark, open part of the sky, lie back, and look up, and you might see some draconids. But first, let's have a quiz about dragons.
Okay, we've got a little bit of daylight left.
Despite numerous protestations by the song's authors, what 1963 Peter, Paul, and Mary hit song that takes place in a land called Honolly, and whose lyrics were based on a poem that itself was inspired by an Ogden Nash poem, is not about smoking marijuana.
Puff. Puff the Magic Dragon.
Puff the Magic Dragon is correct. And Paul, of Peter, Paul, and Mary, recorded a version in 1976 with a trial scene added to it. The audience was the jury, and if they sang along, he agreed that the song would be acquitted of all charges. It was first released in 1974, was created by Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson, was originally called The Fantasy Game, and is featured in the movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial and in the TV series The Big Bang Theory and Stranger Things. What game is it?
D&D.
Dungeons & Dragons is right. And Dungeons & Dragons recently, as of a few years ago, surpassed $1 billion in sales.
And that's just in dice.
The Dragons are the athletic teams of Drexel University, a private university whose main campus is in Philadelphia. Drexel's first intercollegiate athletic event was in January of 1895, when the men's basketball team beat, by a score of 26-1, the Owls of what other Philadelphia institution?
Temple.
That is correct. And the Battle of 33rd Street is what they call Drexel's rivalry with the University of Pennsylvania. It's the closest rivalry in collegiate sports physically because the campuses share a border and their home courts are basically blocks apart from each other.
Awesome.
Yeah. Considered one of the greatest martial arts films of all time, 1973's Enter the Dragon was the final film appearance of and was released 6 days after the death of what actor, who also portrayed Kato in the Batman and the Green Hornet TV series?
Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee is right, yes. And finally, Men Who Hate Women is the English translation of the original Swedish title of what Stieg Larsson novel, which tells the story of Michael Blomqvist, a magazine publisher, and Lisbeth Salander, a computer hacker who is hired to investigate Blomqvist's past. That's tough to say.
Say that five times fast.
Nope.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is correct. And in 2010, the late, great Nora Ephron wrote a parody in The New Yorker called The Girl Who Fixed the Umlaut.
I miss her.
All right, let me roll some dice here. And yes, Ian slayed the dragon this week. Let us know what your next move is. quiz@wamc.org.
Or put down your frayed copy of Beowulf and visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word dragonflies, D-R-A-G-O-N-F-L-I-E-S. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word for something you wear on your head and a five-letter word for something you wear on your arm. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.